Random House Audio presents The Neighbor by Lisa Gardner. Read for you by Emily Janice Card, Kirby Hayborn, and Kirsten Potter.
Chapter 1. I've always wondered what people felt in the final few hours of their lives. Did they know something terrible was about to occur? Sense imminent tragedy? Hold their loved ones close? Or is it one of those things that simply happens? The mother of four, tucking her kids into bed, worrying about the morning carpool, the laundry she still hasn't done, and the funny noise the furnace is making again, only to catch an eerie creak coming from down the hall. Or the teenage girl, dreaming about her Saturday shopping date with her BFF, only to open her eyes and discover she's no longer alone in her room. Or the father, bolting awake, thinking, "What the fuck?" right before the hammer catches him between the eyes. In the last 6 hours of the world as I know it, I feed Ree dinner. Kraft macaroni and cheese, topped with pieces of turkey dog. I slice up an apple. She eats the crisp white flesh, leaving behind curving half-smiles of red peel. I tell her the skin holds all the nutrients. She rolls her eyes. 4 going on 14. We already fight over clothing. She likes short skirts. Her father and I prefer long dresses. She wants a bikini. We insist she wear a one-piece. I figure it's only a matter of weeks before she demands the keys to the car. Afterward, Ree wants to go treasure hunting in the attic. I tell her it's bath time. Shower, actually. We share the old clawfoot tub in the upstairs bath, as we've been doing since she was...